Got a question, sir? Thank you for calling.
Hi, Doc. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was recently diagnosed at St. Francis for pneumonia, and then was given some antibiotics for it.
Mm-hmm.
And rifampicin. And so that was almost a week ago. I felt mm-hmm. way better.
So I bet you would if you had pneumonia, sir.
Yeah, it's they caught it early.
Yay.
So I didn't need to be in a ventilator or nothing like that. But
good.
I had like a fever of 103, 104, headache, wheezing in my breathing.
Mm-hmm.
They did some chest x-rays and some other tests, and they determined that's what I had. And so, yeah, I feel a lot better now.
I'm good.
Almost done with my antibiotics. But anyways, so I have AFib, so I'm on warfarin, and that affected my INR, drove it way up high.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm seeing another doctor about that. So I was went in for a checkup today because they had me not take a couple of doses, and it dropped down to normal. So then
okay.
they told me what I'll take. But my question is, in the course of that, the doctor was listening to my lungs and looking at my chart online, and she had questioned whether if I really had pneumonia, what if I have something else instead. I thought that was a odd thing to be said, so it got me wondering, you know, how can I be sure I had pneumonia and there's not something else going on?
Well, the fact that with antibiotics, or at least you felt better with antibiotics, does mean it was some kind of a germ, sir. Now, whether that germ is causing pneumonia or whether it's doing some other thing to you, pneumonia just means infection in the lungs, as you know. But
right.
Or doing something else to you, one can't say. But it does sound like a germ infection, and it does sound like it was cleared or at least made much better with the antibiotics. Now, I understand that antibiotics are not ideal for putting into our systems. They kill off a lot of the good guys, so I hope you're following up with some good guy
bacteria. I'm taking probiotics every day.
Good.
Yeah, I started that immediately upon taking the antibiotics. So I wanted to make sure I kept, I want good stuff to grow back, not bad.
There you go, sir.
So,
okay, now, do you mind if I ask, sir, it's not impertinent, how old are you this year?
I'm 56.
Okay, this is a little bit young to be getting a serious pneumonia. It's not uncommon at all when we're 65, 70, or even in our 80s. It's very common. So it sounds like your lungs need some further protection if it was in the lungs. And again, sounds like you're getting a different opinion. But if it was in the lungs, you need some further protection. And one of the best things there is for protection against the infection is good old vitamin A. In fact, the World Health Organization, if you believe in those guys, has put out in a publication that it now should be considered unethical to do any more vitamin A versus placebo studies because the evidence in favor of vitamin A is so high that if we give somebody a placebo to try to prove something we already know, it's not fair to the person who got the placebo. So do you take any vitamin A every day, sir? I hope you do.
Well, I take a multivitamin.
It's not going to have enough to do the job, sir. They never do in multiples because they got so many things to put in there. So unless you're planning to become pregnant, and I sort of doubt that, it's quite safe for an adult to take 50,000 units of vitamin A, which amounts to four. Go ahead.
How many units?
50,000.
Okay.
50,000. Now they put it in big old
someone
units there.
4,000 units.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's not enough to prevent infection. Dr. Gaby, in his fantastic textbook, cites a study done with people with acne. And what they did is had the men take, I'm not kidding, hold on to your vitamin A chair. They had the men take 500,000 units a day, and they had the women take 40,000 units a day. Good thing none of those ladies got pregnant. And their acne got a lot better, as good as antibiotics do. And funny thing, none of them had any adverse effects. Now, I'm not at all asking you to go that high. What I'm pointing out is that 50,000 is four drops. There's a company called Biotics Research. I don't work for them. They don't pay me any money. Biotics Research. that makes a 1 ounce little squeegee bottle. And since it's 1 ounce, it can't be seized on the airplane by TSA. And you do 1, 2, 3, 4 drops. You got 50,000 units. It's put on the tongue for a while and then swallowed once you get tired from it. And that dramatically cuts risk of infection, particularly lung infections.
Oh, well, that's fascinating. I do take a supplement with vitamin D.
Oh, you should keep that up. That's important, too.
Yeah, I got that from your show. One other question about teeth. I've done some reading on teeth, and that it seems like vitamin K is a key vitamin for teeth health. Have you heard anything about that?
Of course, sir. You're doing your reading in the right places. Now, both vitamin K and strontium, the mineral strontium, both of them speed up the building of bone, but they don't speed it up too far. They just speed it up, and they slow down the destruction of bone without killing the bone breaking down cells, which is what some of the patent medicines do, and you can be left without a jawbone by those patent medicines, but not the strontium, not the vitamin K. They just speed up over here and slow down over there, and then they just rebalance things, and both of them help protect teeth and bone against osteoporosis, against tooth decay, all that kind of stuff, sir.
Yeah, the thing I read was also that the reason why your teeth are porous, because your body will actually push fluid through the teeth to push out debris and bacteria and stuff. And, vitamin K was vital to helping that system work.
Oh, that too. Well, there's another benefit for vitamin K then, in addition to building bone better.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and keep doing your reading. Sounds like you're into self-health maintenance, and that always beats having to wait until you come down with something, and I'm sorry about this pneumonia lately, sir.